All right, thank you very much, Nick Parrish, with the national anthem. A lot of great stuff going on tonight at the Conlon Center, other than the women's huge win. Speaking of the women's team, Noelle Roldan, who you just heard a lot of in the women's game, she'll be alongside me for color commentary tonight. Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. Noelle, great to have you here. Very happy to have you here.
Thank you, Stu. It's very good to be here.
Okay. All right, fans. Noelle is alongside to bring some expertise to our broadcast tonight. Very excited to have her. And if she does well, maybe we'll invite her back. You never know. You're a freshman here, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been playing basketball?
I've been playing basketball since I was in fifth grade.
You've been a tremendous addition to the team. I've just really enjoyed watching you this year.
Thank you. All right, here
we go, fans. For the visiting Seasiders from BYU Hawaii, who are currently 7-2 in conference, they're sending out, let's see, head coach is Ken Wagner. He's assisted by John Wardenberg, Paul Peterson, and Virgil Buen-Soqueso. Coach Wagner is going to be sending out number 4, Marcus Whippy, a 6'5" senior out of Bua, Fiji. Number 20 is Corey Chase, a 6'6" sophomore out of Alpine, Utah. Number 21 is Jake Dastrup, a 6'3" junior out of Grants Pass, Oregon. Number 22 is Rory Patterson, a 6'6" senior out of Logan, Utah. And number 24 is Heath Gamarin, a 6'6" senior out of Brisbane, Australia. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani. He's assisted by Lee Cretian, Jesse Haskins, and Scott Springhorn. Coach Tavani will be sending out number 30, Xavier Muldrow, one of the fastest, quickest, most intense players in the conference. He's a 5'9" junior. Number 31 is Mark Lewis, the 6' junior. Xander McNally is number 32, a 6'2" junior. Connor Haysbert and Killian Larson, the big man, the tip out, and the Penguins are on defense. BYU brings it up. Heath Gamarin playing the point. He gets it over to the right side, flips into the hands of Dastrup. Back over to Gamarin. On the way, 3-ball. Left wing, yes. And all of a sudden, BYU opens up with a tray ball, 19-38, as the clock rolls, and the Penguins have the ball on offense for the first time tonight. A pretty good crowd on hand on radio.dominican.edu. If you'd like to watch the game, you can tune in by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. Download the big man. Killian Larson gets it. Nails Haysbert under the bucket. Haysbert didn't expect it, and that one goes out of play. Noel?
See, from BYU, you're going to see a lot of three-pointers. They're bringing up the ball right now. Definitely, they're pretty much lights out from beyond the arc, and we saw that when we traveled to Hawaii about the beginning of conference. So it's going to be tough for us because we have a lot of presence inside.
There's another 3-ball, as Noel mentioned, by Gamarin. No. Followed up with another 3-ball by Dastrup, and that one misses. So far, BYU's 1-for-3 outside. Inside of 19 minutes, fans, the Penguins trailed by just the 3-ball. Xavier's got it. Now he's out on the right corner. Down low, Haysbert flings it. Oh, intended for Killian, but tipped away by Marcus Whippy. Whippy chucked the hand up there and whipped one out of bounds almost. Instead, he got a hold of it, and the turnover on the other end by BYU goes the way of the Penguins. Out on the floor for the DUs. Haysbert. Haysbert's out there along with McNally and Lewis and Killian Larson and Xavier Muldrow. 18.5 to go, fans. Hunter Hornstein will be our producer tonight in Game 2. Penguin women won a huge one today earlier, 78-70. Over the ladies from BYU Hawaii. Turnaround, soft jumper by Killian, airball, gets his own rebound. Good hustle there by Killian Larson, and now they want to reset on the shot clock. And the referees will come over to media row. Noelle Roldan from the women's team. Had some good minutes tonight, Noelle.
Yeah, definitely see some good minutes. Unfortunately, had a couple turnovers, and coach took me out right away.
That's what happens. Get sloppy, you get yanked. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
But when you're not sloppy, and you haven't been sloppy much this season as the Penguins, Connor Haysbert drives the paint right side, knocks it down. You haven't been sloppy a lot of time, and that's why you're getting so many good minutes. Oh, brother, from the right wing, three ball by Dastrup. It actually stuck in between the backboard and the bucket, then popped out and fell in, Noel.
That's what we like to call a shooter's touch in basketball. Get a lot of lucky balls if you shoot a lot.
All right, that's good to think about. Penguins have the ball on offense. Turnaround jumper. Softly again by Killian. Good patience, but he couldn't get it to fall, Noel.
Killian's got really good step moves. If you watch him play, he's got really good footwork, and especially for a big man, that's really important and down low in the post, because you can always body up with somebody, but to have good footwork and get around somebody, that's what's really important.
Penguins trail by four, but Killian will go to the line. Penguins attacking the southern hoop. Mic off if you talk. Killian shoots one, and he gets it to fall. So, Killian will go to the line for the second one. I notice you got a big bag of ice on your right knee. How's that knee holding up?
Oh, well, I tore my MCL right before season, so it's been kind of been nagging at me trying to get back in time. It's not exactly 100% yet. I'd say I'm probably about 80%. So after the games, I definitely have to ice.
Okay, Penguins. Killian Larson knocks down both, 6-4. That's the one on the inside of your knee, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the outside one is the one you really don't want to blow.
Well, no, actually the ACL is like up the middle, and that's all your lateral movement. Okay. I guess it all has to do with your lateral movement, but pretty much if you're about to tear any ligament, you want to tear the one I tore.
Okay, good. Well, you wouldn't know by your play. Very quick. Marcus Whippy. Quick is a good thing, too, obviously.
Unfortunately, it slowed me down on my first step.
Marcus Whippy with the missed shot. The Penguins get the rebound. The great hops by Xander McNally. He drives it the other side of the court and then picks up the foul on Whippy. So McNally go to the line now with an opportunity to tie the game. 6-4 in favor of the Seasiders. And he missed it, and that's hard to believe. McNally doesn't miss much. 16:44 to go. Isn't that weird? So McNally will go back to the line now, fans. And he missed them both. I don't believe it.
That's really unusual for McNally, especially watching him from the day-to-day basis. He's pretty accurate.
It's a good call. He's a great player. Patterson, Rory Patterson's got it. Left wing now. Back over to Whippy. Whippy drives the paint up against Haysbert, and it ends up in the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders. Penguin cheerleaders are in the house, 10 strong tonight, including DJ Spice. Don't want to forget Spice out there, 16:24 to go. Penguins on offense now, attacking the northern hoop. Softly to Killian. It's tipped out of bounds by Okaseni Ale. And no, it went out off of Killian's fingertips after Okaseni Ale forced the issue. So Ale brings it in. He's got Mark Lewis plastered to him. Boy, Lewis was playing some massive defense, a lot like Noel Roldan. 16:12 to go, fans. And the Penguins with a foul. That one is on Lewis, the first committed by the mighty Dominicans. So the BYUs will bring it in now. Now they work it down low to Whippy. Whippy flips it back outside. Three ball on the way, as Noel mentioned. These guys are raining threes. They've only gotten one to drop, though.
No, but you'll definitely see from most likely the second half, if they keep getting open looks like that, they're going to fall. They're a lights-out team, like I said, from behind the arc, the 19-9. They definitely can do some damage.
15:43 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide. Uh-oh, stolen away now by Dastrup. He goes one-on-one against McNally, goes up scissor legs. McNally with a foul. Tavani with the hands up. Got a media timeout, Noel. And if you look up there at the camera, up there at the camera, everybody can look. And Josh Johnson is doing something. I don't know where he is, but he's making overhead announcement. Now, you are listening, fans, to radio.dominican.edu, and you are watching this on America One. You can watch the action Oh, Josh has got something going in the middle of the house with some sort of audience participation. The point here, fans, is the Penguins are down by only two. It is 6-4. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
And we are back, fans, radio.dominican.edu. Noel Roldan is alongside from the ladies' basketball team. Roldan, an outstanding freshman get for Brianna Chambers. And now that we are back with 15:35 to go, Jake Dastrup knocks down the first one. You might recognize his name in the women's game. His sister played. Aaron Dastrup, who in fact got the start. So the Dastrup brother and sister duo, not only are they brother and sister, but they're both got the start tonight. That's pretty amazing. 15:25 to go. The Penguins trail by 4. 8-4. Xavier Muldrow gets it in there to Killian. And BYU's playing some massive defense so far tonight, Noel, and not letting the Penguins get inside the perimeter. Three ball by Mark Lewis from the right wing, the ASDU president. He can't get it to fall. A little bit short. First three ball attempted, but here goes another three ball by Patterson, and as you mentioned, there it goes.
Once they're open, there's no stopping them. If they see that opening, they will take it, and unfortunately for us, we're not stopping those open looks.
Haysbert drives in, left side, and he gets it to fall and draws the whistle. The foul's against Whippy. So you're telling me, because you know these teams pretty well, you travel, you watch these teams, this team more than others shoot the threes?
Definitely BYU Hawaii. The men's, I've noticed, not necessarily the women's. And if you watch number 23 on the Seasiders, Chang, he definitely will pull that three outside.
Sung Shin Chang, they call him Jet. And we haven't, well, he's in there now. He's just entered the game, in fact. So we'll keep an eye on him. We have the inside line from Noel Roldan for the Penguins. Is Brennan Holmes. He's entered the game. Tremendous freshman shooter is Holmes. 11-7, the Penguins trail.
Brendan's actually one of the best shooters in California coming up from high school.
Wow, he's out of Huntington Beach, and he does have a great stroke. Now, why do you say that as BYU just knocks down a two? Where do you come up with that statement?
He's actually California ranked.
Wow. All right. That's good.
So, no, I didn't make that up.
No, that's good to know. He's a good guy. I had him in my speech class last semester. All right. Here we go, fans. Here's another three
ball.
There
he is.
Yep. Just as you mentioned, Jake Drasta from the right wing, 23 feet. The line's at 19-9, 14-10, and we're going to Brock Beal in the stands.
All right, Stu. I'm here with Mary-Kate Jankowski, freshman basketball player on the women's team. Mary-Kate, what are the men going to have to do tonight to win this game?
They're going to have to score more than the other team.
Thank you very much. That's about as technical as you're going to get.
Yeah, that was very informative.
All right, thank you very much. Stu, back to you.
Yeah, very informative, you know. Noel, I don't know if you've ever been in the crowd and had anybody approach you with a microphone, but should anybody ever come to you and ask you a question like that, give them something with a little more meat on it.
In order to win the game tonight, the men are going to have to stop all the three-point open looks, and they're going on the offensive end, the big men are going to have to step up because there's a lot of tip balls. They're going to have to stop with the buttery hands and be a little bit more sticky down low.
That's what I'm looking for. I would have expected that type of an answer from somebody as fine a speaker and as fine a shooter as Mary-Kate Jankowski. Here's a three ball by Killian Larson. Just inside. It wasn't quite a three, but he missed it nevertheless. 13:53. I wonder if Mary-Kate just got nervous on that or if she was goofing around. I'm not really sure. We're going to have to ask her in class.
I'm pretty sure that was just a smart aleck remark, and as a DJ, I'm a little disappointed in her.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I would have expected her to take that a little more seriously. 16-7, 13:50 to go. And subsequent to Killian's missed shot from the top of the key, the Penguins committed their third team foul. and it was committed against Jake Dastrup, the 6'3" junior out of Grants Pass. He misses the first one. Mercifully, I might add, if you're a Penguin fan. 17-7, and all of a sudden the BYUs are starting to create a little daylight, Noel. It's not something you want to see if you're a Penguin fan, a 10-point differential at this point. McNally off to Killian, off the glass. Oh, goaltending, and they don't call it. How can they not call that? I don't know. Up on his feet was Tavani. He wanted the same call that yours truly wanted. Neither one of us got it. Penguins now steal it away as Muldrow drives in. Now he backs out slowly, methodically. Muldrow's going to slow things down. Shout out to the Southland. Muldrow's folks listening, no doubt. Brennan Holmes has got it. Holmes has got Gary Satterwhite, a 6'4" junior out of Honolulu, plastered to him. McNally gets it off to Haysbert. Check it. That's Leon Hart. Who's come into the game? Stutter step by Holmes. Five on the shot clock. Softly, Xavier walks.
Xavier with happy feet.
Xavier just kind of with the crow hop there on his way to the bucket inside of 13 fans. 10 points. That's the differential.
Unfortunately, I can understand, you know, you get excited when you're on top of the key, open look, you just want to go.
Is that what it causes it?
Exactly.
Wow. All right.
It's when you're thinking about doing something, but you're not doing it.
Jet Chang now turns it over as he gets it, and I think that was a moment of excitement as Chang spooned the ball from the underside of the ball to the top during the dribble. He can't do that. So the Penguins get it back on the unforced turnover. Brennan Holmes got it, top of the key, way out there, 24. Brennan Holmes cans the three, and the Penguins with a little momentum change, 17-10.
When Brendan Holmes is squared up, looking towards the basket, elbow in, he is deadly. He will probably most likely 7 out of 10 make that shot, which for a three-point shooter, 70% is very good.
Yes. And that was sweet. You're right. That was just a pure stroke from the top of the key. And that was outside of where you see most guys fire the three. Here we go off the glass, driving it in around the outside, Heath Gameron. Took it across the paint and back in the left side with the hook move, 19-10, 11:55 to go. Haysbert gets ready to re-enter. Leon Hart's got it. He's got the black hose. Calf high, almost threw it away. Intended for McNally.
Unfortunately, you can see the tape on Leon Hart's wrist. That's definitely caused him a lot of trouble because he has a really nice jump shot, but it's been hurting him lately, which is why he's been going more to the rack.
It's that right wrist is all taped up with the white tape. You're right. And that's probably taped pretty tightly to keep it from moving around as he does have the injury. Immediate timeout, Noel. Up there, straight into the camera now. You are listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin style, on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins are getting outplayed here. There's no question about it, Noel, 19-10. And every time the DUs make a point or two, BYU really answers, and they answer in a huge way. Is there any chance that the Penguins can get back, not only get back in this thing, but take some sort of control? Seems like BYU is really setting the tempo.
Unfortunately, BYU right now is executing, which as Penguin fans, we definitely don't want them to do because, like I said, they're a three-point team. They get those open looks, they're going to take them. Now, DU needs to get back on the offensive end and execute their plays. They're getting open looks, but they're not finishing their shots, and that's what's killing us. Our defense is actually up. The intensity is up, and they are talking, but with no offense, if we're not scoring points, then how are we going to win?
Very well said. That's exactly why we brought her in, Hunter. 11:33, the expertise of Noelle Roldan from the women's basketball team joining us tonight, and hopefully not the last time. 11:33. Her right knee is all got the huge bag of ice on it. And on the line is Gary Satterwhite. And he misses the first one. Seems like these guys can knock them down from outside the arc better than they can from the free throw line. Several misses there, and that one's nothing but swish. Miles Carrillo's coming to the game, fans. 11.5 to go. We have Piob in the second quarter. On the play-by-play, Noel's going to stay in her place with some color commentary. Of course, our producer tonight is the freshman broadcasting sensation, Hunter Hornstein. Now the Penguins throw it away back into the hands of Ale. And getting wrapped up in the net is Haysbert. But luckily for the Penguins, Ale walked with it. Penguins down by 10, 20-10, 11-10 to go. That's a lot of 10s. 11-10 to go. Haysbert's got it now across the middle. Slams into his guy, sends him flying. That's Josh Scott. Now an air ball heaved up by Killian. Taken down by Chang. He brings it up. Noel says Chang is a brilliant three-point shooter. Seems like all of these guys are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take that back because not only is he a brilliant three-point shooter, when I watched him in Hawaii, he not only had a 19-9, he had 15-footers. You know, he could take it to the bucket. He's got great handles.
19-9 is the line, fans, for the three-pointer. And what Noel refers to in 19-9. Now Scott's got it. Stolen, gotten back. He almost muffed it away, but Corey Chase has got it. Dumps off at the last second. Chase and the Penguins, with some good defense, force the issue. A shot clock violation. Deuce will take that every time.
BYU definitely scrambled right there, which I can compare to. I mean, those last 10 seconds, you definitely freak out.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot of pressure when you've got the ball, big-time defense in your face, and everybody's counting backward down for you to shoot it and find the rim at least. Oh, good play by Haysbert, who drives the lane from the right side of the bucket, down by the baseline, amid heavy traffic, everybody flinging the elbows.
He worked really hard to get open. He sealed his person perfectly. They rotated the ball up on the top and got that from the wing side, I'm sure.
Haysbert from the right knocks it down and draws a foul. Ian Collins getting ready to enter the game. 10:08 to go, fans. 20-8, Penguins trail. And, oh, no, he missed this one. Penguins can ill afford any missed free opportunities tonight against this fine shooting.
That's what I mean when I say execute. We have to get the little things like free throws.
Yeah, when they give you an opportunity to take it, you better just take it. Because you're not going to get too many breaks from a group like BYU. Some teams more than others, not these guys.
Exactly. They're playing a team right now that's just totally solid. There's nothing about them that, you know, you can't get away with missing the little things.
Inbounds to Chang. He's got it on the left wing with Mark Lewis all over him. Lewis almost stole that thing away. Here's a jumper by Chang, softly, buckling, no. Down Killian. Killian hauls it in like he was going across the line of scrimmage. Now the Penguins, no look off Haysbert, down low, no, can't get it to go.
Fortunately, sometimes the big guys get a little antsy and they don't kick it out.
Rory Patterson from the left side drives it in after a good assist by Chang, 22-12. And there you go, the Penguins worked hard for their 2 points. And then they're simply matching baskets, but it's a lot of work to match. Now the Penguins miss this one. From the right wing, BYU down with it. Penguins cannot get an offensive rebound. That just seems like you're asking too much to ask for an offensive rebound. You got to knock it down your first chance. As Chang's got it, now he goes back to the top of the key between the circles. Ian Collins playing. It's a pretty close defense on Gammon, who got the start tonight. Gammon drifts over to the left side. Now he works it down low. Wide open. Turn around. Simple jumper, if anything is simple in this game. Fighting for it is Killian Larson into the Penguin cheerleaders. And the Penguins get the ball back. 8:48 to go, fans. Clock rolls 22-12. Referee had something to say, too.
Unfortunately, he thought that assistant coach Cretion was talking to him, but he was actually talking to one of the players.
Yeah, Cretion came up on his feet, and the referee took it the wrong way.
You know, assistant coach in men's basketball, in college basketball, when an assistant coach speaks to the ref, it's actually kind of it's considered really unprofessional, which is why the refs tend to jump on the assistant coaches quickly.
Yeah, he wasn't even talking to the referee, and the ref was just so incredibly sensitive to the issue, and Cretion wasn't even talking. He's talking to his guy. 22-12, 8.5 to go, fans. BYU's got the ball. Moving left to right from the key to the P on your computer keyboard, attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. Foul is committed by Mark Lewis. Now, way out on the wing, right there in front of Chili the Penguin. Chili the Penguin hanging out in front of the icebox. That's the student section here, Dio. And he picks up his second foul. The fifth foul committed by the mighty Dominicans. Oh, and stolen away now by Ian Collins. It's 2-on-3, and he's going to slow things down up against Chang. Chang's not going to let him in. That's a big-time defense. Mike Wells getting ready to enter the game. Inside of 8 minutes, fans. Wells going to get his first minutes tonight. 22-12, Killian finally off the schneid. Carrillo with a nice assist there. And Killian knocks down the deuce. Here's big runner by Josh Scott, the 6'7" freshman out of Lehigh, Utah. Isn't that your hometown, Noel? Lehigh, Utah?
Lehigh, Utah. No, I'm from Napa, California.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Lehigh. 24-14. I must have a different Noel roll down.
We definitely just got back from Utah, and I don't think I could ever live there.
24-14. Enough said. 7:20 to go. How was the trip? Did you win?
No, we lost, but, I mean, we did a lot of things that were better than we're usually doing. We played two of the best teams in the PacWest. So
it was a successful trip.
Yeah.
Three ball left wing by Lewis is deep. Taken down by Killian Larson, and Killian ends up on the floor. When a 6'10" Killian Larson hits the deck,
everyone feels it.
Yeah, everybody feels it. The whole place shakes. There's a media timeout. And you are listening to NC2A basketball from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California. We are going to go to an ad, and when I come back, Noel will be here with the color. Pia will be here with the play-by-play. 7:04 to go. Radio.dominican.edu.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say what we need to say. This is Patrick Kiyab-Yab alongside DJ Swag, known as Noel Roldan. But with a big home run pass, the point guard, Carrillo, is going to take over. He's a commander of the troops, and he's going to look for Wells, but he throws it away.
You can tell that the Penguins right now don't know what they're running. There's a lot of confusion on the court, which led to that turnover, unfortunately.
Oh, no doubt about that. He just was like a shotgun, chucked it, and there was no way that Mike Wells could catch that pass. But it's good to try to get Mike Wells involved because he's a very streaky shooter, former freshman player of the year, and a Mr. Penguin winner. But here comes the Seasiders. Three-point opportunity. And that's missed by Corey Chase. Rebound by Hart. And Carrillo, ready to take control one more time. Does a crossover.
Carrillo had a very quick crossover, but man, there you see Chang's defense again. He's just not letting one inside the key.
The good thing about Chang is that Chang was the PacWest Player of the Week a week ago. But Wells, trying to get involved again, gives it to Hart. Mid-range shot, off back iron, and that's going to be rebounded by Gamirin.
Open look, there it is.
There's a three-point opportunity, and it's made right there by Jake Dastrup.
Like I said, they're going to take those threes, and Dastrup has been showing a tremendous effort tonight. And I don't know what his percentage is at the moment, but I'm pretty sure he's about at three threes.
Well, the Penguins are running a 2-3 zone as they missed the basket right there. So if they run a zone, the more opportunities there is for an open shot.
Not necessarily in men's basketball, more so in women's basketball, but they need to just close the gaps. Their rotation right now is slow.
And there's Jang one more time, but rebounded by the guard, Michael Wells. And Carrillo ready to run one more time.
Chang shot that right over Connor Haysbury. Like I said, if you don't close out hard enough on these guys, you give them any sort of space, they're going to shoot it.
But Haysbury, I mean, the 6'8", he's got a big 7-foot wingspan.
He does, but Chang still was able to shoot it right over him.
And there's a foul. It's going to be called right there on BYU Hawaii as Leon Hart has an advantage to get two at the line.
Like I said before, Hart, he's got his right wrist wrapped up right now. He actually has one of the best 15-foot jumpers I've seen. He's got a really nice stroke, really smooth. But he hasn't been shooting as much lately due to this wrist injury that he's got, so he's been taken to the rack more.
Yeah, Leon Hart, he's very athletic. He's very versatile. He's 6'5". He could play in the lower post, and he could play the guard position. There goes Hart, misses a free throw off front iron. As Muldrow and McNally come in, replacing Michael Wells and Miles Carrillo. I'm sorry, Ian Collins. Carrillo will still be in the game. So it's a pretty unorthodox lineup right now. You have two point guards in with Carrillo and Xander McNally. So we're going to say which player is going to be running the break right now. But here comes Jang.
I think Tovani wants Carrillo to be more. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go to an intentional foul right now.
Yeah, that was just Josh Scott, the freshman, 6'7" forward out of Utah, just used his elbows right there trying to create space, but he got called for an offensive foul.
You know, you can take those elbows up and across, but you can't go across the body. That's when you will get that intentional foul.
So Connor Haysbert, the 6'8" freshman, ref making sure he's okay, that he can shoot the free throws. But he's okay. He's going to attempt the first one. And he was able to get that to rim in.
Like you said before, we got Carrillo, McNally, and Muldrow in. It's pretty quick backcourt, if you ask me. I think Coach Tovani is trying to step it up on defense maybe and closing out on the shooters a little bit quicker.
And with Haysbert taking a shot to the chops, he's going to be able to take out the ball. And he'll give it to Xander. So Xander's going to be running the point. Xander gives it to Carrillo. Penguins down by 9, 27-16, 4 minutes, 39 seconds left to play.
The Penguins run more of a motion offense where everyone kind of gets their touches. So I feel like there isn't necessarily, a main point guard.
And Larson, 360, moving on, gets his own rebound and puts that up and in. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that Brock Beal will be interviewing Charles Barkley. Yes, Sir Charles Barkley, former league MVP, and played against Michael Jordan. But oh no, there's a whistle.
He comes to our games a lot, doesn't he?
Charles Barkley, yes, he's a big Dominican Penguin fan.
I mean, I love it. I remember seeing him the first time when I was, one of my first games.
Yeah, I think he did offer you a contract for T-Mobile, but that's against NCAA 2 rules.
I had to say no.
Well, here comes Haysbert. Back to Xander. And McNally calls out the play, yells it out. 4 minutes left in the game. 29 seconds left in the shot clock. He'll give it to Muldrow.
4 minutes is a lot of time, but these Penguins, they got to get in gear. We got to get that lead back if we're going to go in that half.
And starting to heat up is the Giants, Killian Larson. 27-20, Penguins down by 7. And there's a timeout, and you know what that means. We're going to have Brock Beal interviewing the great Terry Toomey.
All right, I'm on the sidelines here with Mr. Terry Toomey, Athletic Director of Dominican University. Mr. Toomey, looking at the end of this season, what does young Penguin team have to do to get ready for next year?
Well, I think our team has really made great strides this past year. We started out a little slow. We had many obstacles that we had to overcome. But I think the thing I love about our team is the resiliency they've shown throughout the year. Even though we've had a trying season, these guys come out every night and try to give their best for this institution. So I think the future is bright for the Penguins.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Toomey. Back to you, Stu.
All right, thank you very much. Our tremendous athletics director, Terry Toomey. Stuart Hornback with you, Noel Roldan is alongside. Take you the rest of the way in halftime. And as you heard, Charles Barkley is in the house. We're going to have the real thing. Charles Barkley is coming up. Immediate timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball. On the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, our next broadcast, fans. coming up this Saturday, the 19th. Chaminade in the house, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. And I suspect that you'll be here, Miss Roldan.
I will definitely be here. I'm excited. I hope, hopefully I'll be broadcasting from the men's game again.
Well, I'd love it if you do. You're invited. This is an official invitation right now to come back, work with us during the men's game, at least for one of the halves. It's great to have your expertise. Now, what do you know about Chaminade?
The men's team, unfortunately, I can't really tell you much about them because we went to Hawaii and played the women's team, lost. We definitely were not supposed to lose that game, so we spent a long time in the locker room, long talks with the coach and players. So
I see. You mean with your coach?
Yes, with my coach and the players. It was. I think that was a breaking point. We were kind of on a lose streak, having a really hard time, and that was the point where we finally said enough's enough. We need to step it up. And we came out after that, said no to everybody else. I mean, we've still been losing games, but we're winning a lot more and finally getting together. I think that game was a reality check for us.
3.5 to go, fans. Here we go. Chaminade in the house. Saturday, Noelle will be playing in the women's game. She'll be speaking during the men's game. Oh, brother, and there's a three ball by Jet Chang from the right corner. And that's the one she's talking about, fans. Jet Chang raining threes now. And that was a line drive. That thing wasn't even an arc.
No, even with 6'10 Killian trying to close out on him, he had his vision and he wasn't going to stop.
Chang is deadly. 10-point game now. The Penguins have managed to keep it there. And now it's 8 after Xander McNally turns over the deuce from the baseline, from the right side, drives it in. Good.
McNally has tremendous athletic ability.
Agreed. Here's a long three ball by Dastrup to answer. McNally works hard for the three. They turn it around. The Penguins cannot defend that far out. And from this precisely the same place that Jet Chang had knocked down the three just one series before.
You know, I can understand.
Dastrup knocks down the three. Go ahead.
I can understand the frustration, though, because you feel like you're closing out hard on these guys, and yet they're still raining threes. And then, you know, you have to worry about them not only raining the threes, but if you over close out, they're going to take that drive, take that 15-footer, or make it to the rim.
33-22. Halftime tonight is really going to be a true extravaganza. Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, is in the house. He will be on the air with us. 2:11 to go. Chang drives it in left side. Haysbert with the down, and the ball ends up. The ball ends up in the Penguin bench. 2:07 to go.
What are these? The questions. Oh, okay. All right.
Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Gameron's got the ball. Killing some clock now as we wind it down a little bit. Inside it too. Chang. He's got McNally on him. Chang. Again, same thing he got called for earlier in the half, grabbing the ball on the bottom of the ball, and as he switches the crossover, brings the hand back over the top, and that's a travel of sorts. What do they call that?
That's what they call a carry. He's got a really smooth crossover, but when he gets way too outside of his body, he ends up bringing that hand underneath the ball.
McNally's got it, softly down low to Killian, lets it fly, no. Oh, Killian tried to snatch it away. Oh, and the Penguins do snatch it away. Haysbert grabs it, swipes it away. That was a dastardly move. Sneaky ball work, and I like it. 33-24, the Penguins down by 9. 1:20 to go, fans.
Haysbert always works hard. He's always getting the loose balls. You know, he never really gives up on a play, which is what you like to see, especially from a freshman.
Haysbert, obviously, as a freshman, his first year with Tavani. What a great get, much like Roldan herself. Oh, now the Penguins steal it away. The give off, no look, back under. Uh-oh. The pass went from McNally running down the corner after the steal to Ian Collins. Back at him very quickly, in stride, no bounce. McNally hit. He grabbed the ball in stride, but he was way under the bucket. Luckily for the Penguins, there's no way he's going to make it with 58.3 to go. There's no way he's going to make it. Normally he may make that, but the pass was simply they just led him too much, and he was right under the bucket, but he drew the foul, and now he throws up that first one. Now, Noel, when you're standing there on the free throw line, he almost missed it. I mean, one of the best shooters in the conference, and he almost chucked an air ball up there. This one is not even close either, but the first one was way off.
You know, sometimes you got cold nights, and unfortunately I think Manali is having an off night. I mean, even our number 12, Tammy Bronner, she had an off night, and she's been going off lately at the end of the games. So that was really unexpected.
Well, that first half for Bronner, I would say, was really excellent, actually on both sides of the ball we were talking about it. But you're right, she cooled off in the second half. 33-24, coming up on 30 seconds, fans. Charles Barkley at halftime. Right at the top of halftime. So you don't want to tune away at the end of play here, because we're going to go straight to the Hall of Famer, Charles Barkley. 33-24. Barkley in the house. Noel Roldan's in the house, too. And now the Penguins with a foul committed by Ian Collins.
If you ask me, that was not the best call I've seen.
Why is that?
Number 24 was playing defense on Ian Collins, and he definitely didn't have his feet set, but Ian Collins did extend the forearm, which, you know, that calls for a foul 9 times out of 10.
It was Gameron that drew the foul. Here's a turnaround jumper by Chang on the buzzer. And Joe, brother, Chang knocks it down. 35-24 halftime. Fans, do not tune away. Charles Barkley will be on the air in about 2 minutes. Radio.Dominican.edu.
To talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.Dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. That's all, folks.
All right, fans, we are going now to Brock Beals, who was interviewing Charles Barkley here at the Conlin Center.
All right, Brock Beal here with our special guest amateur, Charles Barkley, NBA legend. Charles, what do the Penguins have to do going into the half to get back into this ball game?
Well, it's very good to be here talking to you, Brock, I can tell you that. But I'll tell you what the Penguins probably need to do is they probably need to force the issue defensively. I haven't seen them forcing. It's kind of like when Kenny tried to force me to come through with an answer, but he don't get it done. It's the same type thing. You can't force nothing, but they got to force the defensive pressure on the BYU C-siders.
And are you impressed with this young team so far this season, coming into the end of the year?
Well, you know, it's been a tough year. I follow Dominican athletics very, very closely with my friend Josh Johnson. I can tell you that, you know, I am impressed that some of the freshmen have played as well as they have, like Connor Haysbert and, you know, Killian Lawson. He's not a freshman, but he is really coming to his own this year. And you know what? Despite the fact that the year has been crazy knucklehead terrible, I can say that they've had a good time.
And I got to ask, are the rumors true about you possibly coming back to help out next year?
Coming back to help out here for the Penguins?
Yeah, coming back to DU to help maybe be a player coach, got maybe extra year of eligibility you're hiding from us?
You know what? I still have my basketball shoes, so you can never say never. I put on a little extra pounds, a lot of cheeseburgers, and a lot of time at White Castle Hamburgers. But I think if I was able to get my stuff together, I still got my shot. You know, they never forget, and gold medals, they don't rust. They stay gold all the time. No matter how you get them, they got this special spray on them that keeps them gold, so I should be all right.
All right, thank you very much. Have a nice night, sir.
Wow, that was unbelievable. Noel, can you believe, I mean, Barkley has been here before. It's not his first trip here, but it's really hard to get him on the air. Tonight was great.
Tonight was great. It's always awesome to listen to Barkley. I mean, should you hear him talking about gold medals don't rust? He's always coming out with these great sayings.
Well, what was funny was Brock asked him if he would be a player coach, and Barkley, in true form, deflected and ended up talking about gold medals don't rust. That was unbelievable, but that was that was classic Barkley right there. 12 and a half left in the half. Piob and Hunter will be back with the halftime extravaganza. Noel will be back in the second half with the color commentary. Please stay with us on radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Piob from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice. Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time, such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup, two ball.
Now what's not to like?
You are listening to
Checking In. Is Heath Gammerin, who is effective finding the open man. And there's Marcus Whippy in the post. Gives it to Dastrup, but Whippy can't make that easy layup. That's his bread and butter. He can't find that. And taking the open shot is Dastrup, and he makes it. And that's another three made by BYU Hawaii. And there's Lewis. Lewis looks for Muldrow in the corner. Big cross-court pass back to Xander McNally. McNally asking for a screen. He doesn't get it. Trying to cross over. Gives it to the big man. That's the other big man. That's Hayes Burt. Back to Lewis. Lewis gives it to Muldrow. Shake and back move. And top of the key, that's Hayes Burt. A lot of ball movement.
This is just a lot of dancing up on the top of the key, though.
And rebounding it is Killian Larson. And he gets that to drop. 38-26, 19 minutes still left in the game. And there's Whippy. Whippy, who had a great game in his last game. And it's stolen by Xander McNally. He pushes it to Muldrow. He loses the handle, but gets the ball back. Back to Larson. He uses a big pivot foot and gets the big sky hook to go using backboard.
They definitely need to start using Killian Larson a lot more. As you can see, he's very effective down low.
And now we're going to go out. Since BYU called a timeout, we're going to take a quick commercial break only on radio.dominican.edu. But here's Brock Beal with a quick interview.
All right, here I am right here with Hunter Hornstein. Hunter, no tailgate tonight. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? Usually I'd be really upset about that. The tailgate, Tuesday night, 7 to 9 on radio.dominican.edu. That's yours and myself. That's our talk show, sports show. You know, usually I'd be upset about that, but I heard we had Sir Charles Barkley, and I saw him coming out of the Conlin Center here, getting into his limousine, going off to the airport. And you know what? Whenever we have Sir Charles Barkley coming by the campus or even the Conlin Center, that's fine. If he needs to take our spot, our time slot, and if the tailgate needs to be bumped back, that's fine by me.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal. All right, P-Yob and Swag, back to you on the booth.
Back in the luxurious Sky booth, it's DJ P-Yob and Noel Roldan. And Noel, you pulled a lot of strings to get Sir Charles in here.
Yeah, I did. You know, he's actually a really good friend of mine. Like you said before, he offered me a T-Mobile contract, but I had to say no, NCAA rules.
Well, since NCAA rules, here comes the hot Chang, fresh off the bench, and dribbling the ball now is Patterson. Patterson guarded hard. Great defense by Connor Haysburg, but he'll give it back to Gammerin. Gammerin crosses over, goes to his left, gives it back to Patterson. Patterson to Chase. Big move, and they're going to call a travel.
Out of bounds.
Or out of bounds.
Check that, out of bounds.
And Hayes Burwell gives it to X. That's Xander McNally. Penguins down by 10, 38-28, 18 minutes. Still in the half. And Xander almost loses it. He dives for it and calls a quick timeout. And now we're going to take a quick commercial break here only on radio.dominican.edu.
More production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, the one and only DJ Pia, Patrick Hiabia, with the one and only DJ Swag Noel rolled in. But checking in is Larson, who's in his bread and butter zone, and he gets that quick up and under move to go.
Great seal by Larson with a great overhead pass by Lewis.
Chang gives it to Whippy. These two are the dynamic duo of the Seasiders. But Patterson draws a charge. And that's Muldrow, just sticking his feet in there, planting it, and drawing the charge on on Patterson. And that's Patterson's third personal foul.
Number 30, Muldrew, you know, like we said before, he's 5'9". Definitely one of the shorter guys in the Pac-West, and yeah, that's what you got to do. Fundamentals, you got to step in front of the big guy and take that charge.
Xander McNally going to press it on the paint. He's guarded by Gammarin. Big height advantage on Gammarin. But Muldrow on top of the key. Back to Lewis. 38-30 now. 17 minutes left to go. 18 on the shot clock. Haysbert finds Xander. Xander, big up and under move. Tries a big reverse move, but it's thrown behind Patterson, who gives it right back to Gammarin. Gammarin finds the open man. That's Dastrup, and he drains another three. It's 41-30. The lead's back to double digits.
Dastrup right now being clutch for BYU, making almost every single three that he sees.
And BYU is seeing Larson, and they quadruple teamed him. They thought Larson threw it away, but it was tipped by a BYU Seasider.
Unfortunately, the Penguins can't do much. You got Dastrup on the outside. You know, you got Whippy, number four, on the inside. And then Chang, he can do either. He can take it to the rack. He can shoot on the outside. So there's a lot of frustration on the court right now.
McNally tries to find – Muldrow, sorry, tries to find Larson. He almost threw it away. Finds McNally open for three, and he airballed it. Now, that's frustrating for McNally because every time I go to the gym at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I see McNally working with Coach Tovani every time to get his jumper involved in the game. But showing that air ball is just disappointing for him.
This is just an off game. McNally never usually plays like this. He's pretty clutch in his shots, and he always knocks down those easy open looks.
Gammarin gives it to Patterson. Patterson finds Whippy. Can Whippy get involved? But he dumps it off to Gammarin. And it's stolen by McNally. McNally redeems himself with a steal. He'll toss it to Lewis. Mid-range, Jay on the way, and he drains it. Just 1 foot in, almost close to a three, but it's 41-32. Penguins now down by nine with 15:55 left in the half. Chang, who's heating up, to Gammarin. Back to Chang. Don't let this guy shoot. He's a rocket. That's why they call him Jet. But Patterson on top of the key, looks for Gammarin, he fakes it. Drives over back to Chang, but they're going to call a foul on the Penguins.
Chang was trying to post up Muldrew. He has the size advantage, and due to that awesome jumper that he has, he could turn around and hit it.
Now, Noel, the Penguins are trying to get back in the game. They cut the lead to single digits, but with the Penguins still struggling on the outside perimeter shooting. The last shot was made by school president Michael, by Mark Lewis. Can they start heating up soon?
You know, there's not much to say. BYU is hitting almost every single outside look that they're getting, and we're not knocking down the easy things. I mean, we're missing free throws, not knocking down open looks, and our big men are kind of fumbling with the ball down low.
Yeah, but, you know, the big men, they're struggling down low, but Larson trying to get his groove back in, just like this big break right now for the media. You got soccer players, Casey Gibson and Amanda, just showing trying to get their groove on, but the Penguins need to get their groove on in the post and try to get Killian Larson more involved.
The Penguins definitely need to get their groove on ASAP. Getting the big man, 6'10", involved, I don't understand why he's not. I mean, he needs to start kicking it out more. He's getting collapsed on every time he gets the ball.
Inbound against BYU, and it's swatted away by Xander. Xander just redeeming himself after missing that three. Came up with a steal and a block shot.
Pure athleticism.
Holmes in for one reason only, and that's to shoot the three ball. Holmes gives it back to Xander. Xander trying to look for Connor in the post, but he gives it to Lewis. Lewis fade away, and he's heating up. Mark Lewis is heating up in the Conlin Center. Gammarin calling the play out, and Whippy trying to post up on Larson. Gammarin gives it to Dastrup. Dastrup trying to find Chang. He was the cutter. Patterson shoots the three, and making it right in front of the freshman Haysbert face is Patterson.
They can all shoot. That was a post right there, draining it from the outside. I mean, 6'8 Connor Haysbert closes out as best as a 6'8 guy is going to do. Whippy coming through with a huge block on Mark Lewis just then.
Uh-oh. Cheerleaders, watch out, because Whippy just swatted that right in their face. 44-34. Penguins down 10 with 14:36 left to play. Xander getting the big man. That's Haysbert involved, and he makes a hook shot.
Smart,
44-36. And tipped away by Larson. Recovered by Patterson. Finds Chang. Chang doesn't want to shoot. He shoots that fadeaway off front iron. Whippy with the rebound. And it's brought back to Gammarin. Gammarin, the senior guard out of Australia. And he's trying to get every player involved today. He could shoot it. He doesn't want to. Whippy, the big center, drives. Off back iron, rebounded by Larson. Home run pass to Lewis. Here he comes. Soaring in and scoring is Mark Lewis. 44-38. Penguins still down with 13 minutes, 50 seconds left to play.
But just like that, it turned into a six-point game. It's exactly what the Penguins needed.
The Penguins, if they could get one more stop here and score in the next end, but there's Chang, doesn't answer. Rebounded by Xander. He pushes it one more time to Lewis. Lewis soaring and almost scoring. Rebounded by Whippy. Xander tips it, but it only goes back in the hands of Gammarin.
The intensity has just been pushed through the roof right now.
Three-point shot by Patterson, missed badly. Rebounded by Killian Larson. And running the point is Xander McNally once again.
I think the game was just going about 150 miles an hour, back and forth, back and forth. Xander's slowing it down right now, trying to run a play.
There's Holmes to Haysbert. Oh, no. But he mishandled, but Xander came up with the ball. Dangerous pass. Holmes three. Yes, sirree! The three-point specialist getting his groove on.
Coming up clutch. He was about 3.5 feet from the three-point line, just draining it.
There's going to be a blocking foul on Haysbert. He's not happy with that call. Penguins now down by three after the three made by Holmes.
It's exactly what the Penguins needed. They needed to get those stops, needed to shut their shooters down, and then come back and answer. And it just so happened that they answered big. Mark Lewis going on a run of his own, and then 21, Brendan Holmes coming through clutch with a big three-pointer.
Holmes made that three. It was a deep NBA mid-range three-pointer. But here comes Whippy with the ball. Back to Gammarin. Whippy gives it to Satterwhite. Satterwhite dribbles, passes to Gammarin, back to Satterwhite. Satterwhite finds Chase. Post move, guarded by Collins. Rebounded by Collins once again. Collins gonna push. Collins gives it to Holmes. Oh no, and he's guarded quick by Gammarin. He thought about the three, but Xander McNally.
For the first time in this game, BYU's actually looking like they, oh wow.
Yes sir, that was Mark Lewis. Big reverse move.
Coming with the up and under. That was a ridiculous move by Mark Lewis. But what I was saying is BYU is definitely looking a little bit flustered now due to this one-point game. They were up by over 10 points, right?
Yeah, over. They were about 11 points coming into halftime. And the foul's going to be on 33. That's Ian Collins. But since it's a media timeout, we're the media. And we're going to find out from the best analyst in the world, that's DJ Swag, how the Penguins brought the momentum back in the Conlin Center to only bring this game only to one.
It's defense. It's always going to be defense. They always say that defense wins games, and I know that's so cliche, but it's the truth. Because when you're working hard on D and you're getting stops and you're shutting shooters down, it's only going to show on the offensive end, which we saw. You had Xander coming through clutch with all these steals and all these tips. Chang now is not in his game. Like we saw before, he was just knocking down shots. Dashrop is not open in the corner, which is bread and butter. And because the Penguins are doing this, they're able to get up the court quick and get their open looks. And now this half, they're definitely knocking them down.
Yeah, the Penguins definitely heating it up, especially Mark Lewis, who's heating up the Conlin Center and giving the energy to his teammates. But coming into play right now are the Penguins and Seasiders with 11 minutes, 47 seconds left in the half. Shooting free throws is going to be Corey Chase.
You know, sometimes that's all it takes. It just takes one player to get off and get in the zone for the rest of the players to just feed off that energy. It's exactly what the Penguins needed.
Chase makes his first free throw of the night. And Chase only made one field goal. He's 1-for-5 and 0-for-1 from three-point range. Chase, next free throw. Oh, in and out. Good job by the Icebox yelling for Chase to miss that one. But Xander, quick move. Almost thrown away. Holmes, like a wide receiver, catches that with two hands. Xander finds Lewis, the cutting Lewis. Can't get the easy layup to go. But still DU ball.
I think he was trying to go for that up and under move again. Probably should have just kept it easy with the layup, but it's all right. No harm, no foul. We got the ball back.
But Lewis is showing off his athleticism. It's very hard for someone of Lewis's height to try to do that up and under move. He's only 6 foot. Holmes throws it away. Tipped away by Whippy, and this big man is running the break. And he finds Jake Dastrup, and he gives the lead to 4. 47-43, Penguins down 4, like I said, and they're 11 minutes and 15 seconds left to play.
BYU has picked up a full court press. Like I said, they're feeling a little bit pressured. All of a sudden, the 11 points now is a 4-point lead. Picking up that defensive intensity. Hopefully the Penguins can keep theirs.
Lewis, great feed to Xander. Xander getting his teammates involved. Holmes for 3. Is he heating up or what? This guy's a 3-point specialist, and he is heating up.
We can't leave him open. Those shoulders square, legs beneath him, he's deadly.
What's impressing me about this young freshman is his wrist. Always, like the great Reggie Miller said, always follow through your shot, and he's doing that tonight.
He definitely has a textbook shot. I mean, elbow, shoulders, follow through, holding that up. And he's relaxed. That's the difference between when Brendan Holmes is going to make a shot.
Great feed, Xander to Haysbert. That was a no-look pass inside, and Haysbert just does his Dougie and put the hook in there. 48-47, Penguins up by 1.
Are you sure you did a Dougie? I thought that was a cat daddy.
It was some dance, but taking the shot attempt and stopping the run is Alea. Junior Alea stops the run. McNally crosses half court, yells the play, and barks at Collins. Collins gives him a screen. Holmes with the ball finds Lewis. Lewis, mid-range J is fouled. And that's rare to see. Someone fouled on a jump shot.
When Lewis shoots, he's got kind of this lean. He's leaning forward, and I think that's what makes his shot so effective is his weight's in front of him. But when somebody's playing defense, if he leans forward, they're definitely going to get that foul call.
Yeah, that's great about his shot. He just stays in for 2 seconds. He doesn't force anything. He measures it, just like his free throw, but it's off for an iron. He measures his shot, and the more he measures, the more time he's up in the air, and the more time he's up in the air, the more chance he gets fouled. Lewis missed his first free throw. Penguins down by 1. He has a chance to tie. Larson and Carrillo check back in. And it's a tied game yet again. 9 minutes, 41 seconds left to play. And Alea, with a 50-mile-per-hour running speed, misses that badly.
He is so fast. 10 just goes coast to coast. What was his name?
His name is Alea. Alea.
Alea is just going coast to coast, coming from one end of the court to the next. I mean, our backcourt didn't even pick him up. They didn't even see him.
Now that's Junior. That's Junior Alea. Number 10, inbounds it. And the open shooter's Dastrup off front iron. And they're going to call white ball after Whippy tipped that out.
There's 9 minutes and 24 seconds left in the second half, and all of a sudden it's tied up. You're definitely going to see even more shots than before. And these shots are probably going to be most likely forced because the BYU is feeling the heat right now. But they need to step up their defense on closing out. Otherwise, they're going to hit these shots.
Great feed. Collins inside, but blocked. But there's a foul. on Whippy. Now that's a. Now Whippy, he's a great player, Noel. I haven't seen anyone put up the numbers that he has in Division II basketball. He's putting up Kevin Love numbers. Averaging, he had 28 points and 21 rebounds his last game.
28 points and 21 rebounds?
Yes.
Wow. Well, he's a beast. I think I'd have to agree. I have not heard of a Division II basketball player doing that. That sounds like D1 to me.
And Larson clutch nails both, and the Penguins up by two. 51-49, 9 minutes, 5 seconds. Left in, and Jet Chang, yes, the Jet, passes it to Chase. Chase looking for the Jet. Chang getting pressured by Collins, and he throws it away. Home run pass. Collins, can he dunk it home? He doesn't. He lays it up and in. Chang, 100 feet of steam, and he gets the three-point play. Foul on the Penguins.
Penguins really upset about that because Mark Lewis had been parked in the key for quite a while with his feet set. They wanted the charge call.
Yeah, but with Lewis parking his car, running right over it is Jet Chang from Taiwan, the 6'4" guard. He has a chance for a three-point play, 53-51. Could cut the Penguins' lead to one. Shot is on.
Clutch, always coming out clutch. He did the same thing in Hawaii. I mean, this guy's he's a great player because he's gonna knock down those shots you need. And right now, free throws, they are going to win a game.
Yes, the Taiwanese guard showing that he could shoot the J and lay it up and in. McCollins finds Carrillo, the freshman. Great ball handling skills. This guy is a primetime player later in his career. But Larson, big up and under move, just turns his shoulder and nails the big finesse play. Oh, no. Inside the paint was Chase. Rebounded by Whippy. Whippy, one more time. Can't get it. Rebounded by Collins. Penguins still up by three. Pushing it's Collins.
I have no idea why Whippy is not finishing these shots.
And they're going to call it charge on Collins.
Collins should have pulled the ball out then. He tried to take it up against about two people. You know, it's all about having numbers. He had Brendan Holmes in the corner, but that was the opposite end of the court. He should have just brought it out, ran a play, especially with 7:55 on the clock and only a three-point lead.
Yeah, the Santa Rosa native showing off his hops, but showed it too much by drawing the charge. That was his third personal. Brendan Holmes gets lost, and shooting the three-pointer was Jake Dastrup. And not happy with that play was Coach Brett Tovani.
I think this is the first time I've actually seen Tovani lose his cool. I've never seen him get mad like that before. I'm actually surprised, but I can definitely understand his frustration.
Yeah, Noel. Oh, after Santer McNally makes that rebound, Penguins have a two-point lead. But, Noel, you're a freshman as well. I mean, there are many times freshmen can make mistakes, but how do you grow from that?
You know, it's hard. I definitely know what it feels like for a freshman. You know, you make that one mistake, and a lot of times that's the game. You're out. Your playing time goes down the drain. But you just got to understand that's part of learning. That's how you get better, is kind of getting it worse than everyone else, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like a rookie in the NBA. But here's Collins, who's stuck in the corner, pump fakes, gives it to Holmes, three-pointer. He redeemed himself, and I don't think he's missed a three yet tonight. 60-55. Penguins up by five, and with 6 minutes, 36 seconds left in the game, calling a timeout is BYU Hawaii. And Brock Beal ready to interview.
On the sidelines with head athletic trainer Jesse Mazza. Oh, hang on. We've got a ref complaining about an injury. We're going to have to go back to you in the studio real quick. Sorry, boys.
No problem, Brock. It's great that you are getting these interviews, young fella. But Noel, we're going to take a quick commercial break only on radio.dominican.edu.
Has your back every step of the way? Right. Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good
back
just isn't good
in
enough.
In the studio is Brock Beal, and he's ready for an interview.
I'm here with Jesse Mazza, head athletic trainer with the Penguins. Jesse, the team's been dinged up a little bit this year. What have they done to get back in shape?
They've been doing a lot of rehab and kind of paying attention to their injuries and looking after them really well so far.
All right, thank you very much. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Brock. And ready to play are both teams. Chang guarded by Carrillo. Back to Junior, three-pointer. Oh, no! He's fouled by Xander at the three-point line.
I'm going to have to argue with that call. That was definitely a flop by number 10, Ale.
Now, while Ale gets to shoot three free throws, that's just a hard foul on Xander. He just reached in, got a little wrist, and he couldn't counter back after that.
See, I'm glad to see the resiliency that Terry Toomey was talking about in one of the media timeouts. One thing you could say about DU sports is we don't quit. We may be down, and the boys have shown that a lot this year. Hopefully they'll keep it up, this defensive intensity that they got going. Like I said before, they need to shut down their shooters because, I mean, Dash Drop coming up clutch tonight, he is doing work. Chang, the Jet, he is, as Carrillo's over there guarding him, I can imagine as a freshman, that'd be pretty intense having to guard one of the best BYU players.
Yeah, I mean, BYU is just giving the Penguins a show. They were up by 11 coming into halftime, but the Penguins have a five-point lead. And we're ready to go. So are both teams as the Penguins return back to the court and ready to shoot the three free throws.
See it right now as the Penguins walk on the court. Very determined. Know what they have to do to win. Tovani over there is a great coach. I can hear him talking to him.
Now here's Junior. His first free throw attempt. He could cut the Penguins' lead to two. First one is good. Perfect swish on the bucket.
See, this is the difference between a good team and a great team. Great teams, you know, any player on the line, they're going to knock down these three. Yeah, see? Junior knocking down his second free throw. One more will cut the Penguins' lead to two.
Yeah, the BYU Seasiders are 67% from the line, but the Penguins only 45. So that's just big difference right there.
45 from the free throw line?
45% from the free throw line.
And see, free throws in a game like this, especially a close game like this, it's going to make the difference. I mean, they don't call them free for nothing.
Oh! Xander McNally! Are you kidding me? A point guard going up and dunking with two hands? The former Division I student from Denver University showing his skills.
Just showing off that pure athleticism. He's a high flyer.
And high flying into the hoop. That was Whippy. And he cuts the Penguins' lead to two yet again.
Whippy just muscled up with 44 Killian Larson. I mean, that's a big dude to just push around like that.
Yeah, but Whippy's a very strong man. To get 21 rebounds this past game is incredible. Xander. One more time, but no, it's stolen away by Whippy. But he was out of bounds. Penguins catch a break, and they get the ball back.
You know, you can tell something about Whippy just by the way he plays. I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, but I'm feeling like he's possibly a Division I player. A lot of Division I schools, you know, they end up looking over a lot of players, which is why the D2 schools, they get a good pull sometimes. Get the players that maybe were forgotten about. Whippy is pulling up numbers like he is definitely D1.
A warning has been issued to the BYU coaching staff by keep on barking to the referee. So we're going to keep an eye on the BYU sideline. And here comes Xander, the point guard, inbounding, looks for Muldrow. Can't find anyone. Got to get the ball out. And he does. He finds Muldrow. Muldrow drives to the basket. Easy layup. Can't get it off backboard.
And Xavier needs to finish. He needs to finish those shots. I mean, that was a gimme.
Junior cutting the lane. Whippy drives and another foul. That's on Larson.
Whippy is 6'5", 215 pounds, and he just moved through the lane like it was nothing. He's got a lot of bounce. That's really impressive for a guy of his size.
Marcus Whippy's a guard, and he's matching up with Killian Larson. Imagine a 6'5" guard matching up with Larson. You must have guts to match up with a guy that's 6'10" and try to muscle him under the basket. Whippy's just an outstanding player.
I mean, Larson's got 45 pounds on him, and they're just going at it.
While Whippy misses his first, Penguins up by one with 5 minutes left to play. Muldrow crosses over Chang, gives it to Collins. Collins back to Muldrow. Muldrow guarded by the Jet.
Right now, it's not about quantity of shots, it's about quality. Penguins moving the ball around nicely.
That was a quality shot. Good shot by Collins, just couldn't get it to go. Junior drives the lane with 5 foot of steam, gets it to go, and he has a chance for a three-point play. But guess what? The Seasiders get the lead back.
The Penguins need to quit going up and trying to block shots. They need to start playing smart defense with their feet, quit swinging the arms, especially in such a close game. 4 minutes and 44 seconds, BYU has taken the lead.
The two freshmen coming back in. That's Brandon Holmes and Connor Haysbert. Holmes has been hot all night, not missed a three.
Quick to say, lights out. Holmes is in the zone right now, and for anybody that's out there and they know what that's like, you know, you pretty much can't miss. Connor Haysbert also has been showing great intensity on defense and finishing very good shots down low.
I guess we got to give Holmes a nickname called Lights Out. And here comes the Aussie passing it to Whippy. And it's swatted away by Larson. He says, not in my house. And Xander, ready to let play. He crosses half court.
Xander's a really good guard. You know, Coach Tovani, definitely you can tell that he appreciates his style.
And they're going to call a foul on BYU.
Big yes. Guys getting rough down low. A lot of intensity going on right now. I mean, close game. They're trying to get open down low, especially Connor Haysbert.
The foul went on Gammerin, the Aussie. Holmes finds Xander. Xander goes under his legs. Wants to go right, but he passes it to Haysbert. Guarded by Whippy. Whippy's just intense. First Larson, now Haysbert. A guard guarding the big man. Haysbert back to Xander. Looks for a screen to Xander. Now looking for a cutter. He gets hit to the ground, and they're going to say he traveled. They're going to call that a travel. I'm sorry, that's just a bad call.
That was a very, very bad call. Unfortunately, you know, refs sometimes, especially in these situations, 62-63 with 3 minutes and 54, the refs can make the difference. It's not all about the calls, but I mean, that's a perfect example. He gets pushed to the ground, they call it a foul.
But with the Penguins, with only 3 minutes, 54 seconds left to play, they need to find an answer here. They're only down by one, but they need to find another answer. And answering the phone for them is the kid who's lights out today. That's Brendan Holmes.
The lights out kid. How do you like that?
Yeah, the lights out kid. Let's call him that since he's a freshman. I mean, this kid who's shooting the lights out in the Conlin Center, I'm scared there's going to be a blackout sometime. But the only reason the Penguins have been successful in the game was defense and forcing BYU to turn the ball over.
Holmes, I just got the report. Holmes is 4 for 4 right now, 100%. All three-pointers. That is incredible.
Yeah, he hasn't missed. But the only reason he's not getting as many looks is because they keep guarding him. This kid's like Reggie Miller. He's been doing a lot of V cuts, a lot of backdoor cuts, just to try to get himself to the three-point line.
And, you know, that's really hard for a three-pointer is to work, not only to work hard to get open, but, you know, you're tiring out your legs, but then you got to get them underneath you and fire up that shot. So props goes out to the freshman, the lights-out kid, working hard.
The Jet finds Whippy. He could shoot that, but he doesn't. He decides to dribble and drive, but he gets the ball taken away.
Whippy,
and that's Muldrow.
Whippy definitely should have took that shot. He tried to go in and muscle with Larson.
And there's a foul. That was an excuse me foul right there on Junior, who just bumped Xander out of bounds.
I think tension's starting to get up here at Conlin Recreation Center. Boys are getting a little bit more intense than usual.
So that's what I like to see. Get physical out there. Oh no, trying to say off his leg was Heath Gammerin, but Brandon Holmes gives it right back to the point guard Xander. Xander guarded by Chang, back to Holmes. Great defense by Gammerin, hand on his face and all. But Holmes, great pass to Muldrow and giving it right back to the big man's Larson.
64-63. The Penguins take the lead.
That's a beautiful feed by Muldrew to Larson. It's exactly what the little guys got to do to get the ball to the big guys.
Can the Penguins make an upset to BYU? We will see with 2 minutes and 48 seconds left to play. Oh, no, there's a foul on Xander. And giving him an excuse-me foul. Just bumped right into Chang.
Unfortunately, he's trying to pick up the defense because Chang, like we said before, is a lights-out shooter tonight. But, I mean, Xander should have put on a backpack and just piggybacked on top of that guy. He was riding him.
Yeah, that was just a bad foul by Xander because now BYU Hawaii Seasiders are in the bonus. And here he comes, ready to shoot is the Jet. Don't get this guy heated up because he can shoot the lights out just like Holmes. And he makes that free throw. The game's tied, 64-64.
See, the difference, though, between Chang and Holmes is, man, this guy is lightning fast. His first step is, he's like Monte Ellis on the court right now. That first step is just deadly.
It's hard to compare someone from D2 to Monte Ellis, but I have to agree. this guy's quick. From Taiwan, Xander to Muldrow, and they call a timeout. And now we're going to go back to a commercial break here on radio.dominican.edu.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away, and the Penguins with their
Yeah, the Penguins trying to put this game away, even though they're down by one. Let's see if they could get the lead back in their favor. DJ Piob alongside DJ Swag and DJ Hunter Hornstein. God. Brandon Holmes.
Brandon Holmes is just fighting to get open, but even with his defender, I'm sorry, Connor Haysbert is coming up. A nice little hook shot. Penguins 66, BYU 65.
Yeah, that's right. After Haysbert just showing off his strength. And yes, they're calling a charge. Great way to use your feet. And that's right there. That's Haysbert. The freshman showing promise, showing veteran leadership.
Freshman showing definite maturity in the beginning of the year. He probably would have tried up to get a block, some of that freshman glory. But instead, he used his head, stepped in front of the driver, and took the charge. That was a great play by Connor Haysbert.
No, great call, Noel, because I know a lot of young players that try to give the showtime block, showtime dunks, but this time he just used his head.
Well, I mean, we're all guilty of it. Even I sometimes, I get excited, if I have a good game, all of a sudden I want to start driving.
Oh, no, stolen away was Larson's pass, and Whippy steals it. Whippy trying to find an open man. He finds Junior. That's a three, and he drains it. 68-66 with a minute, 48 seconds left to play. Penguins down by two.
Penguins cannot afford to leave their shooters wide open like that. I mean, they need to learn at some point tonight that that's not going to work.
Mark Lewis ready to shake and bake. Gives it to Xander. Xander having an excellent game today, showing leadership. Back to the other point guard, Muldrow. Back to Lewis with 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Throws it away, and this is killing the Penguins. Chang, the Jet. Oh, no, a three-point play. When Muldrow set his feet, this is big. Now they have a chance to get the lead to five with a minute, 15 seconds left in the game.
It was a 3-on-1. Muldrew's in the key, and the only thing he could have done was just take the charge. That was a great play by Muldrew. The ref is definitely trying to make a statement right now. I think, is trying to keep this game a little bit interesting because that was a horrible call.
Yeah, this isn't the NBA. There's no restricted area. But planting his feet was Muldrow, but he was called for the block and sinking that last free throw's Chang. 71-66, a minute 15 left to play. The Penguins need to score here. And doing it right there is Xander, but he misses the layup. He misses the layup.
That was definitely different to see, especially from Xander, number 32. He usually knocks that stuff down, but you can tell he's frustrated right now. They needed that point. 48 seconds left. It's a five-point game.
Now, Noel, the Penguins need a stop here, and they need it now. Using the clock are the Seasiders. Another open three. It's good. 74-66. There's still time, like Captain Mike Wells says, but we're going to take a quick commercial break here on radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About?, and The Hot Spot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers... Yeah, Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time. But right now, the Penguins in a tough one. With 37 seconds left, Penguins down by 8.
I mean, 40 seconds left, and they let Dastrup hit his bread and butter from the wing side. Penguins are trying to scramble right now.
Xander answers, and they're calling a foul. 74-68. Penguins have a chance to at least tie the game with 28 seconds left. They need a steal, and they need it now.
I mean, that three that they let Dastrup hit, that was a shot to the heart. You could tell in the minds of the Penguins they were a little bit struggling with that. But Xander, it's okay. He came down leading his team as usual, came up and made a big shot for the Penguins. It's only a six-point game now with 28 seconds. I mean, it's definitely doable. I've seen teams come back from 10-point deficits with as much time as we got right here.
If Tracy McGrady could score 13 points in 30 seconds, then the Penguins can come back from this. 74-68, Penguins down.
I mean, Tovani did call. That was a really good timeout, use of the timeout with Coach Tovani, except, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Gammerin and one, fouled by Xander. Gammerin clinches the game there.
That was a horrible – I can't even – you know, and I'm biased to the Penguins, but that was a horrible play. They led – number 24 on BYU just get right open in the backcourt with the baseball pass. Xander tried to foul him before he got up for the shot, but a little bit late, fouled him during the shot, and he finished just like he did with this free throw.
Gammerin just stabbed the Penguins at home. Carrillo finds home. That's a three. He misses that. His first miss for three. And with 15 seconds left, 13. 11, Junior loses the handle, and it's the Penguins' ball with 9 seconds left. Penguins down by 9 with 9 seconds left. It seems like their night is over.
Yeah, you know, you never want to doubt your home team, but it's done. 8-7-6-5. Xander's trying to come back, do some last damage, but still can't finish. And they are disappointed tonight.
Yeah, the Penguins got a shot to the heart, like you said. They had a chance for a big home upset, but they ended up losing 77-68. DJ Pia, Patrick Kayabyab, and Noel Roldan signing off here on radio.dominican.edu.
Competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, in goal, Penguins!